to see information.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Music's on the Menu. I am one of your hosts, Alex Bird, joined alongside me, as always, by
Hugh Dana.
And we are coming to you live from the traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples at the UBC Vancouver campus. Hugh, how's your Monday? How's your warm Monday?
Yeah, pretty warm. My Monday's been pretty chill, man. After a nice weekend, it's a good start to the week for me.
Good.
And yourself?
You know.
Whoa. No yawning on the show.
Oh, no. It's been a good day. Trying to get back to being an academic weapon a little bit.
Ooh.
After a, you know, pretty chill start to this to the term thus far.
An academic weapon.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you lead the conversation today.
Oh, my goodness.
Since... Or do you want me to?
Well,
all right,
the plan du jour involves us not talking about any albums today because there weren't any to talk about in our estimation.
Well,
There's some nice singles.
We could talk about Lyrical Lemonade if you wanted to.
No, I want to do that next week.
Okay.
I have plans.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make this a thing. So, yeah, well, then today I think our plan, or at least my understanding of what our plan was to have that features evaluation conversation that we alluded to, or that we mentioned a bit last week. And then also just kind of play some songs for each other.
Yeah.
Show off some tracks we would like the other to hear. Play some tune. Exactly.
So lead this features conversation.
All right. So the premise...
Because I feel like you brought that up.
Yeah. The premise for all this is going back to last week, talking about the 21 Savage album and how expectations going into it were that it was going to be kind of mediocre, even though it wasn't. And a thing that informed that attitude for me was just that his prior run of features had, in advance of the album, had felt kind of weak, kind of uninspired, kind of like scraping the bottom of the barrel a little bit for creativity and stuff. Feeling like he was getting a bit overexposed in terms of features. And so I was feeling...
Why do you think that?
Well, because he's just been a feature everywhere lately, I feel like. Because, I mean, usually the features are good. And he's a great feature artist, generally speaking. So, and he's just been a very popular feature lately. So that's kind of... And then when you're someone who I feel like doesn't have the greatest amount of topics that they rap about when you're being put around everywhere, that is kind of... It felt as though he was going to become... Or what am I trying to say? That it was just, like, too much of someone who doesn't have a huge amount to say. And so then it just kind of gets repetitive and feels like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like
okay, so let's zoom out for a second, because the first question that came to my mind was... So you were, and I also felt the same way, that maybe 21 Savage was maybe creatively, or I just didn't feel like 21 Savage was maybe at the peak of his powers, let's say. And I think the conversation should maybe start with the reason we even feel like that is because this has happened in the past. Most notably Lil Baby.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yes. Lil Baby is kind of the apex example of this.
Yeah. Not with My Turn, with the record afterwards, which I think it's All Me or something.
It's Only Me.
Yeah, It's Only Me. And I think we might have actually spoken about that album when we were talking. We might have talked about How Long Is Too Long conversation. We might have brought that up about Lil Baby. But I think that we should maybe start with the fact that maybe, or we're kind of feeling like this was kind of a trend of rappers recently, at least. Because I know Lil Baby was kind of notorious for that one instance. I think we both kind of felt the same way about Don Toliver.
Absolutely.
I think that's another big one, is that we got all these amazing features from Don Toliver, and then we thought the record, and it's not like the records were bad. It's that we were expecting more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this was a trend in rap. Lil Yachty, I think, maybe fits in there, even though Let's Start Here.
I don't know if he fits in that, because it's not like he had amazing features prior or even really
post.
No, I'm
saying it's the opposite.
Oh,
he was having kind of poor features, and then the album was way better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm feeling. And I'm kind of making the opposite argument to when people have great features and then a bad record, and then when there's bad features and good records.
Yeah. Travis Scott's another example that comes to mind, where I felt like his features in the lead up to Utopia were lackluster, and then of course Utopia drops and it's an amazing album.
Yeah.
It's like the rap album of the year.
So I guess the conversation to be had is why?
Yeah. And also, well, I think
features are just oversaturated, man.
Well, I think the why is the easier question to diagnose, like, why do artists have bad features and then records are
no,
the opposite?
Why do we value features so much? Why do we use features as such an indicator that someone's presence on somebody else's song
is going to influence
feelings? Yeah, informs how we assume that their next record will be. Why is that? Because I think that's the conversation. Because, I mean, maybe it's just because rap has been big for so long and features are such a crucial part of rap because I feel like nowadays we consider features bodies of their work almost.
Oh yeah.
Which I feel like wasn't the case. Or maybe I'm just,
I don't know,
trying to spin a conversation here, but
I mean, yeah. I mean, we only have 21 years of life experience, so
yeah.
Maybe in our recent estimation of our recent musical knowledge base, it is definitely been the case that like a feature is looked at as a part of somebody's body of work, the person who did the feature. Part of it is like hip-hop is an extremely collaborative genre, like the most collaborative genre, so every hip-hop album is gonna have if you have a hip-hop album that's 15 songs long, minimum like 5 of them are gonna have somebody else on the album, if not more.
I don't think that's relatively new.
No,
I think,
no, but it, leading into the
no,
thing
it continues
of,
that,
and
this
so
is
then, hip-hop. So like it's part of evaluating, because features are so pervasive in rap that like when you're evaluating a rapper, you're also going to look at their features, because it's such a big part of how people get exposed, of how people perform, because I think people treat the feature verse sometimes as like their own verse as well that they're penning. Even if it's for somebody else's song, it's still their expression on that song. So I think they matter to people because they're it's also just the last time you would have heard from the person too, because a lot of like setting your expectations is what have you done for me lately, and the latest thing someone has done in advance of an album is usually the features.
Mm-hmm. And there you go. And that's what it ends up. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Kind of really.
Is what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
But I think the thing I'm curious about is how much weight you can put into the feature. Like, how do you use the feature performance to evaluate or to predict what they're going to do next on their personal release? Like, how much is the value add from a good feature into your expectation of the next
album? How subjective
album?
Is that?
Yeah, I mean, for me,
is it really just how much you like their features?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, it's what it is. Like, if you like the recent feature run, then you're going to probably have a higher expectation for the album because they've just been doing more good lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it comes down to like evaluating though and being able to predict, my sort of short answer thought on this is that, I mean, I think it really comes down to like, can the, do we know this artist on their own to be someone who can, like, when they're in the driver's seat of the creative direction of the album, I've talked about this before on the show, but like when you're in the drive, when you are the creative director of the album or whatever, like when it's your album, it's your thing, you're leading the artistic vision for it, like, are your own release, like, are your own releases still good? Like, when you're Don Toliver and you consistently have pretty amazing features, but your albums are consistently pretty, you know, mediocre bags, then I think that tells me that, like, he's somebody who's better off not being in the driver's seat and performs better when it's, when he's on a song with, like, SZA or Travis Scott or Metro Boomin or, like, people that are greater artists and so can help to direct this person better than when they're on a song on their own and they're in charge of what to do with it.
Fair enough.
Do you have any?
No, I mean, I don't know what, I mean, I don't feel like there's not much I can add to that, honestly.
Okay. Because another thing that informed it too, and kind of, I don't know, not concluded anything, but a song I was listening to today that had came out on the Friday was a Coi Leray song with Mike Will Made It. Because because I was curious to, it was a fine song, nothing, not fireworks, but nothing bad, and that even further, and that kind of furthers, or what am I, that kind of aided me in being comfortable with making the point.
No, I like, because, I really like this point. This is a fun point to make too.
Because Coi Leray is someone who I feel like, she's just not an artist. She makes music, but I don't think she can be called an artist.
When you're who else cannot be called an artist?
I can't do that off the top of my head because right, I'm trying to actually get through with this. Because like her breakout hit "Players" rests on a very hefty sample of a classic hip hop beat, and then she's come out with some other songs that are pretty bad. Pretty bad solo songs, and then she's on the Spider-Verse soundtrack on a Metro Boomin produced beat, his little orchestration of it, the song Self-Love, and then that song sounds great, and she's like in her bag and on a really nice instrumental, and it just sort of, it all complements itself very well. And then she came up with like a 4-song LP after that, EP after that, and it was all just like rage songs, and I was like, oh, so you're just grifting.
Well, you listened to that EP.
I dabbled in some songs because I was curious.
Wow.
And then she comes out with a song with Mike Will Made It, who, I don't know what you think of Mike Will Made It as a producer.
What do you think of Mike Will Made It?
I think he's fine. You know, he's...
I think Mike Will Made It is usually on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Mike Will Made It makes... I mean, a lot of those early Ray Schremer beats are insane.
Yeah, yeah. And he produced Humble, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Humble, he's like Kendrick drummer's ear or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ear drummers. He's, yeah. Mike Will Made It's really good.
Yeah, and then she's on the song with Mike Will Made It, who again is like another
this,
like
I saw this the other this
another
week,
like real right? artist, and the song comes out sounding good. So it's like, okay, you just are somebody who needs to be directed, because when you're directing yourself, it doesn't work out well.
How much of that is you don't like the direction of it, and how much of it you think is just genuinely not as coherent as it could be?
With regards to Coi Leray, or something?
Just in general, why is it really because you think they are not fully, I don't know, maybe in your head, formed creatively? Like, why is Don Toliver so good on the SZA record and maybe we don't feel like there's anything as good on his album? How much of that is, I guess that is your point, I guess.
I think because it helps when you're working with somebody like SZA, who is a very good artist. Artist, keyword there.
I mean, but Don Toliver is an artist. I think Don Toliver is really good most of the time.
Fair enough.
I'm just trying to gauge where you're like, where the line is for you.
On if it's them or if it's someone else?
Yeah.
I think it comes to, like, can you do this on your own stuff? Like, Lil Baby is someone who I've never been a Lil Baby fan from the jump.
What?
Yeah. And but then he had like a great run of features with like Pride is the Devil with J. Cole, Hurricane with Kanye.
Wants and Needs.
Wants and Needs with Drake. Working with like established major people. And he comes out with some pretty awesome features. And then his next record comes out and it's completely uninspired. And it's the same thing that we hear from him every single time. And so I've never been a Lil Baby fan. And then he works with other people and it's great. And then he comes back to his own stuff and it's great. And it's not as great. And so then I think then you can kind of come to the conclusion that, okay, you're getting, you're benefiting from the people you're working with. And well, that's the understatement of the century. You're being, it's like putting,
it's like the Milwaukee Bucks coach, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. It's like Adrian Griffin on the Bucks. Like Damian Lillard was telling Adrian Griffin how to coach Damian Lillard. And then they win 30 games.
Damian Lillard's starting all-star, by the way.
Shout out Damian Lillard.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it should be Halliburton. Because Halliburton's not a starter, is he?
Oh, I think he's hurt.
Yeah.
He can only miss three more games. Or then he's like ineligible for all of those awards.
Yeah, at the end of the year, though, yeah. Not for all-star.
Yeah.
I
thought he'd been out for 20 games or something.
Oh, I don't. Has it been that long? Halliburton's one of those guys who gets hurt a lot too.
Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, I'll check on.
Yeah. Or it's like, it's like putting Vitaly Kratsov with Elias Pettersson, and you think, oh, Vitaly Kratsov found money, and then no, it's just actually he's playing with Elias Pettersson. So there's my analogy.
Fair enough, man. All right. Well, then, I mean, what is my position on this? Because I feel like you've kind of said everything that you can maybe say on your side.
Yeah, I'm just rating features. It really just comes back to can you do it by yourself?
I mean, to me, I think features are very circumstantial. I also look at features in a circumstantial way. So I don't... The thing for me, I was not so much expecting 21 Savage album to maybe be lackluster because of a run of features. It was maybe more of just my overall feeling towards 21 Savage, because I have to say it was greatly increased with her loss. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. I thought that there were going to be some absolute 21 Savage clankers, and there wasn't. I just thought there was going to be some like bad bars and stuff, and there wasn't.
I don't know if he's had a true. I don't think he's had a true clanker. No, but just since like 2018, man.
And what is that what clanker is that?
Or pre 2018, I guess.
But like, or just like, just something I won't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it all. And that's a better way to put it. All of the music that 21 Savage contributed to on that album, I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that had been the first time in a long time that had happened. And I guess to me, features affect that gauge less so than you.
Okay.
Why that is, I think it's because I look at features really circumstantial. Like, I thought the Doja Cat feature on the 21 Savage song was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And although it was, like, really creative, and I'm not going to say that, like, oh, it sounds like all the Doja Cat. I just don't think that was really... I just don't like that sound from Doja Cat.
That's fine.
Like, Doja Cat and SZA, that song was outstanding. But that was, like, the more of the vibe of Doja Cat that I like. I like Say So Doja Cat more than Paint the Town Red Doja Cat. So, like, that's kind of how I look at features. But I have to agree with you. It does kind of drive, especially just music, like the attitude of the music populace in general. I think it really drives it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my point, is I'm very circumstantial with it.
Yeah, I think circumstance is a good way to sort of look at it, too.
Because, like... just because I think that when you look at it from that way, it's easier to dissect it creatively, at least for me.
Because because they're trying to fit onto something exactly. As opposed to be themselves.
Exactly. And I think being on a feature is harder than doing your thing. That's why people like Kendrick Lamar are just outstanding, because it's just constantly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really, really, really hard to do. And regardless of circumstance, Kendrick Lamar, outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, who else? Who's someone who... Oh, Rick Ross. Features are always outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, Rick Ross has the greatest feature of all time with Devil in a New Dress. At least in my opinion.
Yeah, that might
maybe
be,
nostalgia,
man.
But...
oh, nostalgia's insane.
Nostalgia's insane. Yeah. But I can see you looking at the clock.
Yeah, well, I was just curious. But But yeah, like, but again, like that great, amazing Rick Ross feature on Devil in a New Dress also comes with being in that Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, not just like Kanye himself, but that whole environment that that album was made into, where they were working like 9-to-5 shifts in like self-imposed exile in Hawaii sort of thing. Like, everyone was wearing a suit in the studio all the time.
I have no idea about any of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it was like a super serious environment that also that Rick Ross is also coming into. And it's like, there's no playing around here. Ricky Rosé is always in a suit. Is that what you're saying?
No, Rosé is always serious. But I love Rick Ross. But yeah. I'm just thinking of like features that I think are bad now. Features that have really made me less excited for something than I was. Like, of like their next body of work.
Yeah.
I'd have to look.
Yeah, that's tough to think of off the top of my head.
I can give you good features, though. Like, good features are easier to think about.
Alright.
Like, Devil in a New Dress, Nostalgia. Sicko Mode.
Yeah, Sicko Mode's an amazing feature.
Yeah, Sicko Mode is insane. Like Rockstar, 21 Savage.
Yeah.
Those are like the classics. A Lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's like...
J. Cole's feature on A
Family
Lot.
Family Ties.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I don't even know if I look at that song as a feature. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's more of a collaborative song than a feature. Because I think they work off each other a lot. Maybe not so much in Family Ties because it is two separate verses, but... Still.
Do you have anything else to say about this? What are some bad features? I want to think of some features that are actually not good.
Hard. The like Tizo Touchdown verse at the very end of Hummingbird on the new Lyrical Lemonade album.
I thought Tizo Touchdown was not good on the record across the board.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. This is why we're not talking about the album today, because now I can't think of his performances earlier. But like that last...
It was like the piano... Him and the piano on that song with like 7 people at the very beginning. With Juicy J is like the only voice I knew.
Right, yeah, that one. I don't have a thought on that.
Pound Cake's a crazy feature.
Yeah. That's Jay-Z though. that's someone who transcends circumstance.
I'm gonna find you features, good features from artists that you think are maybe creatively weak.
Okay, sure.
Ooh, Nav on Yosemite. Nav on Biebs in the Trap.
That one's better. Yeah, Nav on Yosemite is 30 seconds of him just... He didn't need to be there. The Gunna feature's great. That's the far better... That's the feature worth talking about on that song.
The Gunna feature.
Yeah, the Gunna performance.
Yeah, that's Gunna's best performance.
Yeah, one of them for sure. Actually, it might be his best. Hard to evaluate off the top of my head.
I mean, I just want to... Oh, well, I guess that is a Gucci Mane song. I was going to say Wake Up in the Sky. That's a fantastic feature from Bruno Mars.
But again, Bruno Mars, someone who absolutely transcends circumstance. Right? Like,
fair enough. I can't think of any, honestly.
This is hard to do off the top of one's head, but Bruno Mars is a guy you can
maybe put. Broccoli by Lil Yachty. No, Lil Yachty's featured on that. Yeah, tell me you know what I'm talking about.
I know what song you're talking about. I don't really remember how it sounds.
Oh wow. Anyways, we should end this conversation now.
Yeah.
By playing Devil in a New... No. Well, let's just transition it. Let's see if there's any of the songs that came out this week that had feature that you liked.
All the songs. Well, there is one song that I was going to play later that came out this week that had a feature that was a very good feature.
All right, then let's just get into it then.
Sure. It's the... It was All Night / All Day.
Yeah.
Justice and Tame Impala. That
yeah, yeah, that is a really good feature. That song is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should we just get right into it? Because it's a 30-minute break. So I guess right now... This is going to be a game. So this is kind of interesting because we both have this on the list. We're going to attempt to play a song that we think the other is going to enjoy, whether it's from this week or from the last 50 years or whatever.
last 100 years.
This is going to be critical. Because the other person is going to be saying how they feel immediately after. So you're going to know how I feel about your songs.
True.
Who's the better ox guy? That's pretty much what this is. This is an ox war.
Oh, man.
Anyways, this is Justice's new single with Tame Impala, One Night / All Night.
Show is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Canadian Arts and Culture Organizations. Student Work Placement Program at the Cultural Human Resources Council is able to provide wage subsidies for post-secondary level students to work for you. A two-minute phone call to confirm your eligibility, 20 minutes to complete the online application, and you'll secure thousands of dollars in less than 2 weeks. If you hired, currently employ, or would like to hire students, we want to hear from you. Find our contact info at culturalhrc.ca.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud. Hey Vancouver! For fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Well, hopefully we can make the center a little bit bigger as we welcome you back from our ad break. I don't know, that was station ID.
Oh, fair enough, man.
It's a center for ants over here, apparently.
I don't understand that joke, but
I don't know. Guess. It's the name of the audio file called a center for ants. I guess it's a clip from a movie, presumably. Which is perhaps why the room they were talking about was so small, is because it was for ants, not for people. We can get into it.
Yeah, we can.
Spend the next half hour talking about that.
No, I want you to put me on. Let me hear some of your chewing.
All right. Well, first of all, I mean, that's just a very cool song that we just heard. The main thought that I have following that song is, God, I hope Kevin Parker produces the next Dua Lipa album in full.
Yeah.
Because... Oof. I really like Houdini. And
yeah, you do like Houdini.
That song's warmed on me a ton lately. And the production is amazing. And obviously Kevin Parker is just an awesome musician, artist, you know, in total. So
fair enough.
I really hope he just produces that whole thing. Because that would be a sick, sick album if he did that. That's really my main thought, is just Tame Impala is really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Current's 10 out of 10 record.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, damn near 10 out of 10. I forget what, a slow burn or whatever.
Yeah.
The one about time. But Justice, Tame Impala, you can't really go wrong there, man.
No.
Like, I don't know how much Justice you've heard, because you're not really a dance guy, but...
Mm. I think...
Oh, they're two French guys, though, so...
They are. I did look that up. They're French guys. Oh, I think I've heard DNCE.
Oh, Dance?
Dance.
Yeah, D-A-N-C-E. That's old, man.
Yeah, but that's also their biggest song. I think I can't remember how it goes, but it was familiar when I was looking at their artist profile. I was like, oh, I recognize this.
Fair enough, man.
So.
What you got next? I'll let you go next.
All right.
What are you going to put me on?
I'm gonna play a song that came out on Friday that is called, Lead Me On by Fletcher.
Oh, yeah. Fletcher's really good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
See, this is my problem, right? You've heard of Fletcher.
No, this is one of the... Yeah, yeah, I've heard of Fletcher. But I hadn't heard this song.
Okay.
Fletcher just has, like, one of those old school, like, female rock and roll voices.
Yeah.
Where she can just belt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Fletcher dropped. This is Fletcher in all caps, right?
Yes, this is Fletcher
in all caps. I know a few of the songs.
All right.
She makes cool stuff.
Well.
I've never like sat and listened to a record, but like I know the hits.
Well, then maybe this will be another one of those hits. Oh man, this is tough timing here. So this song came out on Friday, called "Lead Me On" by Fletcher.
Here it is.
Yeah.
You were born wild and free. I was made to find you. But your heart is constantly running, just never toward me. So why don't you just lead me on? 'Cause something is better than nothing at all. Yeah, I want you to lead me on. 'Cause something is better than nothing. Something is better than nothing at all. It's hard to tame wild horses. It's hard to stay.
Was "Lead Me On" by Fletcher.
Yeah, that song's really good. That's cool, man.
You said as that song was playing, you said she had a voice of a bygone era.
Yeah, she kind of sounds like Shania Twain. Girls like are just like artists like that who kind of make like rock, but the kind of like the thematic itinerary of the song's a little bit deeper and a little bit more contemporary. Other people like that would be. I mean, Shania Twain really comes to mind. Hayley Williams is someone who comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of like a soft pop rock.
Kind of like Faith Hill, almost.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyways, I'm going the complete other way. I'm going to play you a song called "Throwaway" that I doubt you've heard.
By whom?
I'm not going to tell you. I want you to see if you can figure it out.
Okay.
When I was looking for songs, I was thinking of songs you are maybe like on that line of genre that you wouldn't really like, or maybe mm-hmm. so you wouldn't really look into. So there's a couple songs in there that I think that I could grab that you wouldn't know, but you would still really like. Right. And I think this is one of those songs. Totally different vibe than "Lead Me On." All
right.
But this is "Throwaway." I guess I need to say the title. I'll say the title of the song at the end.
The song's called "Throwaway," though, so you have been saying the title.
Yeah, anyways, this is "Throwaway."
Some
That was really nice.
Yeah?
Who was that?
That was S.G. Lewis and Claro.
Oh.
That was Claro's voice.
I see. Yeah, that was... I really like the vocal layering on that song.
No, I'm glad you... Okay.
Yeah, no, I like... It was a good song. And like the... I can't even really make that noise with my mouth, but the...
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
that was a nice production touch.
S.G. Lewis is really good.
Yeah. Not actually a huge surprise that you suggested an S.G. Lewis song.
Huh. Do you want to go next, or should I go too?
I know he's one of those dudes. I know he's one of your dudes.
S.G. Lewis is one of my dudes.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
This is another song. Oh man, we're just really kind of crossing all the genres here, because this song is also, well, sonic departure. Topically, maybe not. This song that I am going to now try to put you on for, perhaps, is Easy to Miss by Mackenzie Porter.
I've never heard of her.
There you go. I hadn't heard of her until this song. I guess.
That's fine. All right. Is this from this week?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man.
That's
cool that you're... All right.
You've got it up?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. This is Easy to Miss by Mackenzie Porter.
Jacket's still hanging on the edge of my bed. The things you forgot make it hard to forget. So I'm right here hanging on by a thread right where you left me. Cologne on my pillow, open all the windows. Said I was gonna clear the air, but if I'm being real though, I'm still here hanging on by a thread right where you left me. Well, it's hard. Take a breather, I can step outside, but I'm no good at getting you off my mind. I end up getting away, no matter how many miles I get behind me. Well, it's hard waking up in the morning, and it's hard getting sleep at night. And it's hard when I'm reeling, staring at the ceiling with you on. When I'm real and staring at the ceiling with you on my mind. And it's hard holding on to nothing with my arms around the emptiness. But it's harder to let go. Why you gotta be so easy to miss? Oh, why you gotta be so?
That was Easy to Miss by Mackenzie Porter, which is the opening track to her new album, Nobody's Born with a Broken Heart, if you want to check that out. I think that's the first time we've ever played country.
Yeah, that most definitely is.
Actually, that is absolutely certainly the first time we've ever played.
Oh, we might have played last night.
No, we have not played last night.
We didn't play last night?
No.
Okay. Anyways.
What'd you think of that?
That's a cool song, man.
Yeah.
There's a place for songs like that, and you know I'm a sucker for songs like that.
Absolutely.
Looking
at the songwriters, though, it is like, oh, she didn't write
any. Oh, no.
She's not a writer on the song.
No, you can't like it anymore.
And one of the writers is Hillary Lindsay, who's written for people like Lady Gaga and Keith Urban and Luke Bryan and Carrie Underwood. So,
well, Mackenzie Porter's getting herself around some talent, man.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, anyways.
Those who can't do, hire those who can, I guess.
Yeah, well, fair enough, man.
That's so disrespectful to say about someone who I've only heard one song from and liked that song. She's a good singer.
All right, dude, I'm going to play you my next song. You may have heard the song, but this song deserves to be played on our radio. This is Tummy Hurts by Renee Rapp.
Who?
Renee Rapp.
Tell Me It Hurts?
Tummy Hurts.
Tummy Hurts, okay.
I should try religion, 'cause Jesus, you're hard to rely on. I'd never find you in the kitchen, couldn't even pay rent for 3 months. Oh, I heard you, I get it, you're broke. But oh, you always had money to smoke, though. Now my tummy hurts, he's in love with her, but for what it's worth, they'd make beautiful babies. Monsters like their mother and the father. Eventually, 2043, someone's gonna hurt that little girl like the daddy hurt me. I just want some recognition for having good tits and a big heart. I can't believe I let you hit it. In hindsight, that might be the worst part. Now my tummy hurts, he's in love with her, but for what it's worth, they make beautiful babies and raise them up to be a couple of fucking monsters like their mother and their father. Eventually, 2043, someone's gonna hurt the little girl like the daddy hurt me. Like the daddy hurt me. She made with him a couple monsters, like the mother and the father. Yeah, eventually, 2043, someone's gonna hurt your little girl like you hurt me.
That was Tummy Hurts by Renee Rapp, which...
That song is awesome.
No, that is a cool song. Cool bit of storytelling in there.
I'm glad you like that one.
Yeah. The one prevailing critical thought, though, about the song that I have is it's kind of hard to take the word tummy seriously.
It is.
In any context.
But that's such a good chorus, man.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of nowhere, too. That's Renee Rapp makes some really, really cool songs. There was another song of Renee Rapp's that I could have played in that place, but I thought that you would like that one more. Well, that one's dope, man. That's a really dope song. Yeah. Anyways, maybe these next two songs we just play back to back, so we each get three.
Do you want to get a bit closer to the microphone?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for just kissing the microphone.
Anyways, do you have another song in mind?
Oh, goodness.
I have one if you want to.
Yeah.
If you need some time, bide.
You can let it rip. You know, you can spin that Beyblade.
All right. This is a song I've been playing a lot recently. Just kind of came back to mind. I heard the song a few years ago. This is a song by Sir. I played it when you were near, but maybe you weren't paying attention. But this is John Redcorn by Sir. This is some R&B. This is something that I think you probably wouldn't ever cross. And this is a really catchy song, and I think you would like this one.
All right.
So this is John Redcorn by Sir, spelled literally just S-A-I-R.
S-A-I-R?
S-I-R, sorry.
Okay.
Sir, this is John Redcorn. Oh, no.
Alone, every night alone. Why am I alone when I know that you want me to? Am I wrong? Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me I deserve all the pain that you put me through. Oh. Pick up, we know enough will never be enough. I play hard to get, she keep calling my bluff. Baby, diving deeper and deeper. She don't believe me when I tell her that I need her. Guess I should've stayed where I belong. Cause once you make it back to your happy home, I'm alone, every night alone. Why am I alone? I know that you want me to. Am I wrong? Tell me that I'm wrong. I deserve all the pain that you put me through. Oh.
That was John Redcorn by Sir.
Nice. Nice little R&B cut there.
Yeah.
And then I have come
to close the show out.
Yeah, I have come to the conclusion on a song that I've definitely played around you before, but I don't think it's a song that you've probably gone back to a bunch.
Really?
I hope not. Anyway, for the purposes of this exercise. It's also good because it's 3 minutes long and we have 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
So,
any closing thoughts before we close out to
Ceremony by Skrillex, Young Lean, and Blade.
All right. So that's any more any closing thoughts? Oh, that's from that last record.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked that last record.
Yeah, you've definitely heard it.
I don't remember Ceremony.
Okay.
So the only ones I really remember were like the Swae Lee one and the Justin Bieber one. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Alas, it's still a good song, so it's still gonna get.
Did I go 3 for 3? Did you like all three of those songs?
Yeah, they're all three good songs. The last one is the Sir song that you just played is the one that I would assume I would go back to the least.
That you would cut? You're cutting that one?
Yeah.
You're benching Tommy Hurts and you're starting throwaway.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess.
I guess that's pretty much my that is true. That's my start bench cut.
Fair enough.
Tommy Hurts was good though. It's just the tummy part.
Yeah, fair enough, man. That is a valid. Anyways, this has been Music's on the Menu.
Yep.
some good stuff on the menu today.
Absolutely. We actually like brought music to the menu instead of just our own words. But so yeah, thank you all for listening. Stay tuned to CITR for all the other great programming that the station has to offer. And this is Ceremony by Skrillex, Young Lean, and Blade.
Yes, sir.
What I got now won't be here again. Let the sunshine shine right in. Here we go, they let us in. Smoking hair and smell like mint. Timberland stomp, go stomp it in. Timberland stomp, go stomp it in. Stomp it in, stomp it in. Stop. Change it up, I'ma take it too far. Some go home and some go hard. Velvet sky, I'm a velvet star. Pull up in a black painted car. Velvet sky, I'm a velvet star. Pull up in a black painted car.
Eggs out the line, paradise. It calls on me. The fog, the pricing. Yeah, rose gold rain. Nothing's left in the waste. It's been real. It's been too real. Eggs out the line, paradise. It calls on me. Take the leap, make it steep. When two stars on me, blue horizon, playing mind games. It's been real. It's been too real.
What I got now won't be here again. Let the sunshine shine right in. Here we go, they let us in. Smoking hair and it smell like mint. Timberland stomp, go stomp it in. Timberland stomp, go stomp it in. Stomp it in, stomp it in. Change it up, I'ma take it too far. Some go home and some go hard. Velvet sky, I'm a velvet star. Pull up in a black painted car. Velvet sky, I'm a velvet star. Pull up in a black painted car. Baby, you're my